thousands of people with marijuana-related convictions in California are getting their records cleared, and most of them don't even realize it. A pilot program in 5 counties has just wrapped up that uses a computer algorithm to instantly target eligible records. Code for America is a nonprofit that has partnered with district attorney offices in California to develop the program. And we're joined now from San Francisco by Aliyah Turan-Burrell, Senior Program Manager for Code for America. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you were able to do this project because of Prop 64, a 2016 law that legalized marijuana use for adults. So how does this algorithm work?
So the algorithm works by reading bulk criminal conviction history based on a district attorney's eligibility criteria and produces an output with eligibility determinations that a district attorney can then provide to the court for updates.
So your algorithm, in essence, sort of gobbles up records that meet the eligibility standards, and then what happens?
It produces an output pretty similar to an Excel spreadsheet with all eligibility determinations already complete. So the alternative would be that a district attorney would have to cull through hundreds of thousands of lines of conviction data to determine eligibility for each of the convictions in their county that might be eligible. So this technology allows district attorneys to do this in an incredibly streamlined way so that people can get record relief sooner and so that the district attorneys and government resources are saved for other important things.
And these are for what? Simple possession, low-level dealing?
Yeah. So when Prop 64 was passed, it identified 4 different types of marijuana convictions that somebody could get relief for. So things like possession, things like use. The problem, though, was that the vast majority of people who had those convictions weren't getting relief through the petition-based process. So the petition-based process, meaning you have to go to court, you have to, in a lot of cases, have a lawyer, you have to take time off of work, potentially have to pay money. And so there were hundreds of thousands of people in California who were eligible for this conviction relief who just weren't getting it.
And I think we're talking about 220,000 convictions?
Yes. Across California, 220,000 convictions were eligible for relief.
And so once this happens, people may not even be aware that their records have been cleared. Why is that?
Sure. The law itself didn't specify a method to notify those people who received conviction relief. Code for America is currently exploring ways that are effective to notify people. And each district attorney's office and county in California are also embarking on ways to get the word out to people in their counties who might have eligible convictions.
What does it practically mean for someone to have their record expunged?
Sure. So 1 in 3 Americans have a criminal record. That number is immense. So that's between 70 million to 100 million people.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. Yeah. And convictions present thousands of barriers for people in moving on with their lives. So things like getting housing, getting jobs, getting education. And so the ability to clear records is a way for people to get rid of these barriers that are potentially holding them back from being successful in their lives and their communities.
So the pilot phase is over. What happens now?
While we were embarking on the pilot, we realized that we could actually expand the technology to help serve every county district attorney in California. And so we developed an easy-to-use desktop application that any district attorney's office can download onto their computer. So it's a way for every county in California to take advantage of the technology that we provided to those 5 pilot counties originally.
Aliyah Turan-Burrell is Senior Program Manager for Code for America. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.